Chris, well done. Top six, it's happened, so well done. How do you feel with the spirits? It was a fantastic game.
Yeah, it was an end-to-end game. I think at 2-0, we've got ourselves in front with two well-worked goals. We've had to withstand a little bit of pressure from ABBA, especially in the first half, without really testing our goalkeeper. But, you know, and then we've gone 2-0, and then we've had a great chance with Luke Bamford to make it 3-0, and then that goes in, it's game over, and then, you know, we didn't. I thought we were quite comfortable. I think, you know, they've clearly gone off the line and they've hit the bar. And then they score with 3 or 4 minutes to go, and, you know, you do fear the worst. But I was delighted with the players, their application, their desire, their endeavour. They've been like that all season. And, to seal it today is really good. To take 6 points off a good ABBA team as well over Christmas says a lot about what we've got. It's a big thing. It's a massive thing for this football club to get in the top six. The aim every year is to stay in the league. To get in the top six is the equivalent of winning the league for us. It really is. And I don't say that lightly. And, you know, everyone at the football club, right from the board, the supporters, the staff have been brilliant. And the players, they can take a lot of credit for that, because it's a big achievement for this football club.
10 league games at home, unbeaten. And, you know, straight away, that's such a big bonus and such an advantage, and really has helped us get that top six.
Yeah, of course. Your home form is important if you want to do well for any team. Any manager will tell you that. And I think what we do, we've got a good crowd who always cheer us on. And, you know, it's been the cornerstone, really, of our success, our home form. And, you know, we've got one more game left at home against I think it's Kevin Druids. It'll be a tough game again. And then we've got another 5 games left against the top six. And, look, you know, we've got 12 games to go. We're the outsiders. We know we're the underdogs. We've been like that all season. But, it's a massive achievement, I think. Been here 6 seasons now. I think we've got top six on 4 of those seasons, and we've been in the playoffs 5 out of 6 seasons. You know, so it speaks volumes about what we've done this year. Huge, huge credit for everyone. I can't keep saying it enough, really. It's a massive achievement.
I imagine the word clinical is the label for this match, because Aberystwyth have had a lot of chances but didn't take them. But when Newtown had the opportunities, they scored them.
Yeah, of course. It's something we've been critical of. But, you know, we got a dream start. Was it, I don't know, his first minute, I think, a great ball in by Callum Roberts. And, you know, we got bodies in the box. That's important. We've been working on that. And there's a great header by Mitch. And then they came into the game. They did really well. They backed us off again without really creating any chances. And we got back on top till the end of the first half, and then second half, it's a fantastic goal, the second goal. It's a great goal. I don't know how many passes it was, but, and again, similar to Boxing Day, you know, if you want one person in that position, it's Nick Rushton, and, you know, he's proven quality, tried and tested. It's a great finish, and, you know, it allowed us to breathe a little bit more easier then. But like I said before, you know, that chance of Luke Bamford one-on-one, we go 3-0 in front then, you know, they probably really kill them at all, and, you know, we're on top and probably go and score more goals. But, you know, we had to defend, and we had to defend well. I'm disappointed with the goal at the end to concede that, but, you know, look, delighted with the win and delighted with the 3 points, and obviously absolutely over the moon to get in the top six. Mm.
And obviously for the rest of the season now, it's excitement for the fans, because, you know, Europa League spots are on offer, and obviously between now and April, it's going to be a very hectic season.
Well, look, the aim at every year, like I said at the start of the conversation, is to finish out the bottom two. Now we've done that now because we're in the top six, so look, you know, anything we do now is a bonus. You know, I'm sure everyone will be wanting to play us in the playoffs. I'm sure they will, because they'll see that as the easy touch, the soft touch. But look, you know, we proved that we're not this year, and we proved that we're a really good side, and, you know, we're, especially at home, we're a test for anyone, and we'll see what happens. We know that the top six are a really tough yard. You're playing the 10 games against the best teams in the league. It's relentless. It's rigorous. Every week you've got to be at it, and, you know, we've shown that we can be at it this year. So, you know, we can go into that in good spirits, and hopefully we can get a few bodies in to help the squad, because the squad's very thin. You've seen that today with we had injuries and suspensions, like every manager has to deal with. But, you know, we need to get some bodies in, so hopefully in the next week to 10 days we can get a couple of new faces in as well, just to help the squad, really, because they need it, because they've been superb, and we want to try and finish the season off as well as we can.
Final one for me. Obviously, there's a few days now until the next game against the New Saints on Friday. So, you know, a good rest for the players after their achievements.
Yeah, look, you could see that last 5 minutes, you know, they put that much effort into Boxing Day, that much effort into today. But, you know, they stood strong when they had to, and, you know, we got the 3 points, and, you know, now you're going in and playing against the best team that the league's seen for I don't know how many years. So, we'll go in there, we'll embrace it, we'll enjoy it. We'll meet up in the week. you know, we'll enjoy tonight. It's important. It's important we do that. And then we'll meet up in the week and prepare for TNS.
Chris, congratulations for qualifying in the playoffs. You've been involved with the club for 6 years, as mentioned. How does this Welsh Premier League season compare to perhaps the others? And do you feel like you're equipped compared to perhaps your other playoff seasons, your other top six finishes?
I think it, you know, every year the Welsh Premier League gets better, but I think every year, you know, we get better. Last year was a tough year for us, transitional. We lost, you know, key players last summer. We had to rebuild and regroup. We did that, put a lot of faith into a lot of young players, a couple of experienced players around it. And you know, you've seen that come to the fore and fruition, you know, this season. I think, you know, my staff, Gavin Cadwalder, Callum McKenzie, Andy Pello, Andy Roberts, Dave Rose, they work ever so hard as well with the players. And, you know, we make sure we're in the best physical condition we can be. And, you know, our fitness levels have been fantastic this year. And, you know, the way we want to play, the chances we create, I think, you know, we saw us, getting the top six. You know, it's a really big standard. I think, you know, to say it's the best top six finish yet wouldn't be fair on the others. I think it's one. I think we got in next but one game once, and I think the other three times we got in. Sorry, the other two times before today, we're on the last day. You know, obviously to do it with two games to spare is, you know, is excellent, and says a lot about the quality that we played with this year as well. But look, we're looking forward to the second phase. Really are. We think it's going to be. You know, we've done really well in the games against the top six already, and you know, we'll hopefully that'll carry on after the split.
And just looking in terms of the last few games now, because you've qualified for the top six, or perhaps players who haven't had the opportunity have a rest, or are you just still looking to get as many points as you can for the highest possible finish in phase two as well?
Yeah, of course. Look, like I said before, you know, we're going to look to bring players in. That's, you know, we've got a really good squad. You know, we've got a good squad of players. The recruitment, the type of players we bring in has to fit how we want to play. I mean, we've done that. And now, you know, we need to just bring some bodies in just to help the boys that are here, really. So, you know, the top six is obviously, like I said, it's going to be very difficult because you're playing against the best teams every single week. But, you know, we've matched them, like I said, already here, and we want to do that again.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.